Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Well, there's been a lot of people. I have Robert Green with me. Mr. Green is the CEO of Fraser Foods. And we just, you know, the hurricane is on everybody's minds, and that's just really what's happening right now. And you were talking, Mr. Green was talking to me about the Natalie Holloway story, correct?
Natalie Holloway, Phil, was the young lady who was very much on the minds of all of us in this country for a great long while. And it's always interesting, and it's a little bit sad when the news media pretends, and the American people pretend, to care about someone only to decide, well, this was fun, let's stop caring. And it hurts a lot of people, Phil. It hurts, I'm sure, the Holloway family. It does hurt people like myself and other men and women who are trying to keep Natalie's memory alive.
It's an interesting point of view, I have to tell you.
Well, you see it everywhere, Phil. Right now, I understand that Hurricane Katrina and Rita, these are very big stories. But beyond that, it almost seems like there's the missing girl of the moment. And those of us that are trying to keep her memory alive, Natalie's memory alive, it's devastating.
All right, I want to ask you, because it is a very good point. She was the story, and I remember seeing all the news people in Aruba, and for it seemed like weeks, we were getting to know the island of Aruba like we never had before.
Well, I had traveled there to sort of take the temperature of the story, get a feel for the story, return back to our corporate headquarters here in Buena Park, and that's when we began to. That's when I said we can. We need to keep this her memory alive, and I forget what I said. It was something like that, and then we began printing the Remember Natalie T-shirts so that we could remember her. And it's sad to know that all of your good work goes for naught.
Has it really gone for naught? I mean, has it really? Have people really forgotten her story?
I think so, and I indict the media. I indict particularly Greta Van Susteren of Fox News, who got on television each and every night with that smirk. And I'm sorry, Phil.
You know, that's not fair. I mean, she has a way of holding her mouth that...
Well, you know...
Yeah, and you know, they say the same thing about President Bush.
Look, I don't want to get into any political argument. I'm just saying that, you know, I don't think it takes... I've been in business for a long time, and I've been... in business competition with people, like you get to know people, and I think when you look at Greta Van Susteren and that, you know, the way you don't want to call it a smirk, but she's got a way of thinking everything's funny, and
I don't see that. And I've been in the news a long time. I've been in the media a long time.
Well, the fact is that they've dropped the story.
That is true.
And the fact is that she pretended to care. The mother, Mrs. Holloway. Forgive me, I forget her name, but she was married to that one guy from Alabama, and they were on every night, and all of a sudden, when a hurricane came blowing through, or a new girl went missing, Fox says to the family, well, pack up and move out, because we're not paying your hotel tab anymore, and by the way, you're flying back to the States coach, and when you land, good luck finding a cab. Because
do you honestly think that it was that cold?
Well, I'm making the assumption that it was cold because what was done to me and to other people was more than cold. It was a brutal violation. And what
was done to you? You printed up Remember Natalie Holloway T-shirts.
We had a great many that we were selling at our stores to remember Natalie Holloway. There was a capital expense. And we were probably turning a few, I would say we were turning a few hundred a week, and it was beginning to look as if we were going to see some serious black ink on this, and the next thing you know, Greta Van Susteren decides that she's bored with the missing girl story. She wants to go back to the States now and cover some people who are, you know, weren't smart enough to get out of their shotgun house or whatever that is. So I think that...
all right, well, what you're talking about here is you printed some T-shirts that you're losing money on?
No, it's not about money. It's about keeping the memory of this poor girl. She could be out there somewhere.
Well, you don't think she's still alive.
It's doubtful, but if she is, someone who's wearing the Remember Natalie Holloway t-shirt that they purchased at our store may trigger a memory in someone who has forgotten about this girl because Greta Van Susteren, smirking all the way, wearing that very, very masculine blazer, decides she, for whatever reason, wants to, I think I'll go down to New Orleans and fly in a helicopter and look at everybody swimming to the store. And I think that
I just don't see her, and you're indicting Greta Van Susteren, I don't see her as being that callous. And
again, what happened to me shouldn't happen to, shouldn't have happened to Jeffrey Dahmer. And you know what happened to Jeffrey Dahmer? He was beaten to death with a broom handle. And you know what he did to deserve that?
I understand that, sir, but I don't think that you losing some money on T-shirts...
It's not about losing money on T-shirts. It's about...
All right, it's trying to keep the girl's memory alive. I guess what I'm saying is maybe we should move past indicting Greta Van Susteren. I want to give our number out, Mr. Green. Thank you for joining us. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. We are talking with Robert Green. Mr. Green is CEO of Fraser Foods in Buena Park, California. That also is on to discuss some commemorative Natalie Holloway T-shirts that they had in store that were they were selling. Can you tell me how much you were selling them for?
You know, I don't remember, Phil. It really wasn't about the money. It was about the...
But you're bringing up the fact that you did take a bath.
I did not say we were taking a bath.
Well, you said...
I said we were going to see some serious black ink on it. Yeah, we were going to make a profit on it. And we were just about ready to turn the corner when, as I said, Van Susteren and the rest of them, I don't know who else...
Why blame her? Why not blame the editorial policymakers of Fox News?
Because you don't pull the kind of ratings and media, an audience that Greta Van Susteren pulls... without calling the shots. I'm sure that by now, when you talk about wearing the pants, well, we all knew that she did that, but I think she's, forgive me, Phil, I think Greta Van Susteren at this point has probably slept on a jockstrap, too.
1-800-449-8686, talking with Bob Green about the Natalie Holloway story. What we do know is that Ms. Holloway went to Aruba as part of a trip with other young people. She went missing. There have been arrests made.
Well, but Phil...
Let me finish. There have been arrests made. The police, as well as the resident administrative law enforcement there, attorney general or what have you, continue their investigation. What more can the news media do?
Well, it's interesting that you ask that question now. Now that there is a hurricane and now that there is, people floating to New Orleans on an inner tube or what have you, now you're asking that. Why didn't you ask that before? Why didn't you ask the question when Greta Van Susteren was beating it into the ground every night, beating it and beating it and beating it as if it wasn't dead enough? You didn't ask the question then.
Yeah, but you're saying as if the story wasn't dead enough, and yet you had the Natalie Holloway T-shirts.
Yes, we did have the Natalie.
See, another what I'm getting at here is, what is your motivation? And
I don't think that's the question, Phil. The question is not what's my motivation. The question is, why have they dropped this story? What?
Because there's other bigger news.
Okay, then don't pretend like you care. Don't pretend you don't want me to indict Greta Van Susteren? Let's talk about Mr. Warmth himself, Britt Hume. Here's a guy, you take a look at him, and am I looking at a newsman or am I looking at an undertaker? Am I looking at a newsman or am I looking at someone who is going to slide the cattle car door shut behind me as I climb in? Now, here's a guy who is...
Have you got a particular problem with Fox?
I don't like them. I think they're very, very conservative.
All right, well, what about all the other... What about CNN? CNN dropped that story even sooner. CNN, which prides itself on being more of the serious news-gathering agency, they got off that story. In fact, they ridiculed people who were on that story.
I'm not familiar. I'm just saying that...
Well, you should. If CNN, which is perceived as more liberal, they got off the Natalie Holloway story before Fox did.
I'm just simply saying to you that the people that are covering the...
So you don't want to answer the question about CNN.
Look, Phil, I don't want to get into. I want to remember Natalie. Now, I am willing to get these T-shirts back in store with some kind of guarantee, either from the Holloway family or from people.
What have they got to do with it?
What
do the Holloway family have to do with it?
What do they have to do with it? I've got a T-shirt out of pocket. I've made a T-shirt so that they can get their daughter back. What do they got to do with it? I mean,
if you're doing this to get her back, what are you expecting from them? Is all I'm asking.
Let me
get to a call before we take our break. 1-800-449-8686. Kathy, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Well, I was just calling to say this guy keeps saying that it's not about the money, but it just keeps coming back to the money. And how are these T-shirts going to get these people's daughter back? And are we supposed to just forget about the fact that...
Well, wait a minute.
Is the whole world supposed to just ignore the fact that New Orleans is underwater and all these thousands of people don't have homes or dead for one girl? I mean, I hate the fact that their daughter's still missing. It's been going on now for how long? And, I feel like the people story before are still aware of the fact that she's still gone and their concern's still there. But that's what news is. The headline for the moment is, news media covers.
Ma'am, are you there? This is Bob Green.
Yes, I'm here.
All right. I'm pretty sure you're the lady that was in the film Poltergeist. When you did the film, you recall that there was a story about a family that was...
Wait, who?
I'm pretty sure I'm talking to the gal, I forget her name, that was in the film Poltergeist.
Yes, that was me.
Was that you, really?
You mean the lady that cleaned the house?
Is this... what is your name, ma'am?
My name is Kathy.
I'm sorry, but what's your last name? You're the actress, right?
I don't think this is you're not the actress from Poltergeist, are you, ma'am?
No, it was sarcasm.
I'm having a hard time believing that.
Well, just say what you're going to say.
All right, here's what I want to say. Natalie Holloway, for the longest time, everybody cared. Everybody was concerned. That led me to believe that they would buy T-shirts. Now, it's not about money. No, it isn't. It's about remembering her. And so I made these T-shirts so she'd be remembered. And guess what? Just as I need a little help to get people to know, Fox drops the ball. Well, what am I supposed to do?
Why is it Fox's responsibility to help you sell your T-shirts? And why do you think that your T-shirts is going to help get this girl back in any way?
Ms. Rubenstein...
Just because people have a T-shirt on their chest that says, Remember Natalie Holloway, is that going to do anything for the investigation?
Ma'am, it keeps her... Ms. Rubenstein...
Keeps her what? Memory alive?
Wait a minute. What are you calling her Ms. Rubenstein for?
I'm sure this is Zelda Rubenstein.
I don't care what he calls me, because obviously he's an idiot, and his opinion doesn't matter to me.
Excuse me. Well, you know what? I think, ma'am, you played the character of Tangina Behrens, who was a clairvoyant in Poltergeist. Why you're lying to this audience is...
This is not Zelda Rubenstein, who was in Poltergeist.
No, it's not.
Well, you know something...
You should have saved your money that you spent on the T-shirts and seek psychiatric help, because you're obviously
Why do I need a psychiatrist to say something that should be obvious? Natalie Holloway was on the minds of every American. Why are you laughing at this? Laughing at Natalie Holloway being missing 3 weeks ago would have gotten...
It has nothing to do with Natalie Holloway being missing. It has to do being upset over losing some money on some T-shirts.
Can I tell you,
why don't you go print up some that says, now that the... hurricane is the big thing. Why don't you just go print up something that says something about Katrina? And
what I think I'd like to do? I'd like to print up a T-shirt that says that Zelda Rubenstein is a liar.
Well,
right?
You know what?
And I'll tell you something else.
You can do that, but I would hate that for that poor lady, because I'm telling you, that's not who I am.
Ma'am, let me say something. It's one thing to be laughed at. It's another thing to be laughed at by someone who is under 5'3". For you to sit there...
What is that supposed to mean?
I printed T-shirts up to get Natalie Holloway to be remembered, and yes, to sell. Now I'm taking it in the shorts to the tune of almost seven figures.
And I'm taking it dry.
Kathy, I want to ask you a question. This will prove that you say you are who you are, all right?
Okay.
Would you please say the words, this house is clean?
Oh, come on, man.
No, I know it sounds ridiculous, but could you please say the words, this house is clean?
This house is clean.
You are one lying dwarf.
That you can think whatever you
know
you
something,
want
that is the worst thing. Kathy, I forget.
Mr. Henry,
it really doesn't matter what this man's saying because I could tell by listening to the radio he's an idiot. So, I mean, I really don't care.
Ma'am, I have not called you a name.
You called her a lying dwarf. And you have no idea. How tall are you, Kathy?
Actually, I am 5'2" and a half, but.
That's not a dwarf. That's a short person. I have to.
You know, laugh while Natalie Holloway is out gagged and bound someplace. Go ahead and laugh.
Man, we are not laughing.
No one thinks it's funny. Story.
Yeah.
I watched that story every night, and I prayed every night for that girl, and can continue to pray for her. So nobody can say that I don't care about that.
Oh, yeah,
what I'm saying is what you're talking about has nothing to do with Natalie Holloway.
Right.
It has to do with some T-shirts that just happen to have her name on it.
All right, Kathy, thank you. 1-800-449-8686, Robert Green on why the media suddenly dropped the Natalie Holloway story. And how it hurts him and others that are, he says, trying to keep her memory alive. He's had T-shirts made that they were selling in the store. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
1-800-449-8686.
Every time you open your mouth, you sink into a bigger swamp of dumb.
The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Robert Green joins me. Mr. Green with Fraser Foods. And why has the Natalie Holloway story been dropped? You wanted to say something, Bob?
Phil, I think I speak for a lot of entrepreneurs when I say that we're very happy the JetBlue jet was safe. But, you know, today we're hearing about this pilot who landed this jet that we're told this landing was pretty, actually fairly standard. I mean, they've been through this before. And he's a hero. But there, I am telling you, there are thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of business people like myself who have silkscreened and made contracted with T-shirt companies to get these Remember Natalie T-shirts out there or any other story like this. And I don't see anybody beating my door down wanting to interview me. Why? It's not because of my ego. I don't care about that. I'm more of a behind-the-scenes guy. But, you know, all of a sudden... and again, I point to Fox News. Greta Van Susteren, you say she's not smirking, okay, then somebody better do something with her mouth because it looks to me like...
So the woman has obviously got some kind of a muscle deformity there. Let me get to...
But the point I'm making is I don't see her interviewing me. And
I could get around and around with you on this. 1-800-449-8686. Marty, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, I want to, you know, talk to this guy that, you know, he printed the T-shirts up.
Yes, sir.
And he just needs to realize that he made a bad business decision. You know, decisions in business have risk. He didn't weigh his risk properly. He lost money and chalk it up and move on.
Quit
crying about you lost money. Everybody loses money every day.
How do you figure
that? If you're in business, that's part of it.
But it wasn't a bad business decision because it was all over the news. It was... You know,
did you lose money?
I'm starting to lose money now. Yeah.
Well, then it was a bad decision.
I'm going to take it dry to the tune of about $900,000.
If you're losing money, it was a bad decision.
No.
Let me ask you this.
All right.
Let me ask you a question, sir.
You buy a house at the beach, and you're about to sell it for a $3 million profit, and then a tidal wave hits and wipes the whole thing out before it's out of escrow. Did you make a bad decision?
Obviously, I did. I lost my house.
Well, no, that's too easy to say. You made a good decision, and a freak of nature came along and blew you out of the tub.
Wait a minute. I mean, news happens all the time. News happens all the time, you know? And the fact that the news sort of, I don't know what you would call it, preempted your story is just that. And
what are you talking about?
You know what I'm talking about. I'm saying that the Natalie Holloway story was big. Something bigger came along.
Oh, something bigger than a missing girl came along. I indict Mr. Henry, and there's no way that I could recoup my loss from the American people. But the American people themselves, the news consumers of this country, have shown themselves what they are. They pretend like they care about a missing girl until Greta Van Susteren sort of swings the watch back and forth in front of their eyes and says, now it's time to go to Katrina, Katrina. And like the zombies that they are, they go staggering off into the night, toward a waterlogged city, and I sit there with boxes of T-shirts.
1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. The Whore. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Gwen Stefani?
All right. Mr. Green, Bob Green with us. Zelda Rubinstein, by the way, died a number of years ago. I don't know if you're aware of that.
All right, Phil, whatever you say. But that lady that called last half hour was Zelda Rubinstein. She was in a film called Poltergeist. It was a film about a family going through a very serious trauma. No, it wasn't about a missing girl. But they had bigger fish to fry than their daughter getting lost, having been slipped some roofies in Aruba. We're talking about corpses coming up out of their swimming pool, you know. So I am...
Sir, I don't want to compare a fantastical movie to a real-life horror story. I just don't want to do that. You know.
But the point that I'm making is this Ms. Rubinstein that called tonight, who is, and I'm going to be respectful, what is called a little person.
You called her a lying dwarf.
Because she made me angry. Because
she's been dead for a number of years. The woman that was in Poltergeist, who was the little woman who cleaned the house of the spirits, is dead.
You're right.
Well,
you know, you believe what you want to believe, but you're in Hollywood. You have access to these people. If you want to get Zelda Rubinstein, some over-the-hill has-been midget, to call the show...
You know, that's an offense to people. Little people consider that word to be every bit as hateful as the N-word. Are you aware of that?
Mr. Henry...
No, are you aware that that word, the M-word, is every bit as hateful to those people? It conjures memories of when they were circus freaks and just treated like crap. I don't want to hear that word.
You don't want to hear that word, but I'm sitting watching a staggering army of zombies going off to look at the hurricane, and I'm sitting with boxes. I've got T-shirts in my hands, boxes opened, a cash drawer opened, and no customers.
1-800-449-8686. Rita is on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello, Rita.
Yes?
How are you, hon?
I'm pretty good.
Good. Go ahead.
Well, I was in the hurricane.
Is this Ms. Rubinstein?
No. This is Rita.
Yes. Yes?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead. I thought you were Zelda Rubinstein.
No, I'm not Zelda Rubinstein. I am not an actor. But I am under 5 feet. And I take that greatly offensive, that midget thing.
Well, you just used the midget word.
I'm not a circus freak.
All right. Well, I tell you what I can do for you. I'll tell you what I'll do for you. You come on down to my store, and I'll stand you up on a can of peas, and you can...
Yeah, that's real nice, man. Let's go on to Ryan. Ryan, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, I had a question for him. I know the guy obviously, you know, spent a lot of money on T-shirts that he pretty much wasted. I mean, the money that he spent was spent on a girl who was a drunken bimbo who got wasted and went off with three guys in a cab and something bad happened to her. That is horrible. I wouldn't get in the cab in downtown Miami.
You're talking about somebody's daughter. You're talking.
I know.
You call
know,
my daughter a drunken bimbo who's missing.
Okay.
And I'll find you.
Okay.
And I'll leave you where I find you.
Hold on for a minute.
Would you get in a cab with three random strangers in Miami, New Orleans?
So we're not supposed to have sympathy for her. We're supposed to have sympathy for your favorite news story.
Sir, let me finish. I do have sympathy for her family and what happened to her. I don't have sympathy for you trying to profit off that. I want to know about somebody named Nick Berg. Do you know who that is, sir? Do you know who Nick Berg is?
What does he ask me?
Do you remember who Nick Berg is?
No, I do not.
Okay, then you should watch the news, maybe Fox. They talked about that for less amount of time than what they talked about on the Holloway story. Nick Berg was the gentleman that was beheaded in Iraq who had more of a tragic death. It was witnessed more. It just wasn't publicized.
Wait a minute.
A Hollywood story.
All right, I just want to ask you a question. So you're telling me that I'm supposed to make T-shirts so that we find Nick Berg's head? I mean,
My point is,
where the head was and everything.
No, my point is Holloway is a missing girl, and she's not going to be found. By you selling shirts in America, I hope she is dead. If not, she's probably being raped repeatedly. So for her sake, I hope that she is dead. I don't want her to suffer anything like that. But, sir, you're selling T-shirts of a girl in America. She's missing in Aruba. How is that going to keep her memory alive? That happened to her.
If you have the T-shirt, remember Natalie Holloway, the news media gets the message. They can't just drop a story. You know, like every night I'm looking at this woman on TV by the name of Cindy Sheehan, and every night I lose another, 10 pounds because all of my food is vomited up.
Oh, that was a bad investment, sir. You shouldn't try to prosper off other people's misery.
Who? I'm talking
about... What do you do? Forget about Cindy Sheehan.
You just dropped her as fast as CNN dropped the Holloway case.
No, who, Cindy Sheehan?
You just said forget about her.
No, Mr. Henry said that. I didn't say that.
Well, you're basically saying it.
No, I am not saying it.
Yes, you are. You're saying you don't care about that. You care about Holloway because Holloway is on your T-shirt.
Sir,
all the beheadings were going around, why didn't you do something then to say, hey, you know what, this is a national thing, this is about terrorism.
That's a good point, man.
And everything
the politics,
that's going on.
Yeah, the politics isn't right on that story.
Oh, you guys that support the war really kill me.
No, it's got nothing to do with supporting the war.
I don't support it.
It's about the fact...
I'm out almost $900,000 on these T-shirts. Now, let me ask something. Cindy Sheehan...
You were trying to make a quick buck.
At least I'm doing... Natalie Holloway is missing, and we want to find her. Cindy Sheehan... I wish she was missing.
Are any of your proceeds going to the Holloways to help her find her?
That's a great question, Bob.
I didn't hear the gentleman's question. I'm sorry.
Are any of your proceeds going to the Holloways to help her find her as a reward or anything like that?
We are earmarked. We're studying that. We're going to earmark a percentage.
That's a no.
No, that's not a no. No, we're going to earmark a percentage. But you're asking me to contribute money to law enforcement? I don't think they need that.
What about to hire a private investigator? What about to pay out money to witnesses? You know?
Wait a minute. I sell groceries, okay?
What?
I sell fruit rolls and yogurt. I sell bananas. I sell cereal and meat. You guys now have got me hiring private dicks to go out and find some poobah that I...
Oh, just a minute ago, you didn't like this guy calling the chick a bimbo.
This guy is great, Phil. He's great. You get him on every week.
Sir, I am trying... Okay. You cannot deny this. Natalie Holloway's story has been dropped by the media because it's no longer interesting.
Thank God. It never was. She was a drunken girl that got in a car. Bad things happen to good people all the time.
Well, tell that to Greta Van Susteren. She's number one. And you want to know why? Because she must be good.
She should have dropped it a long time ago.
All right. Ryan, thank you. 1-800-449-8686.
Greta Van Susteren is brilliant. She's number one, and I can't figure out why. She washes her hair with bar soap. Okay. She's got a coat hanger in her mouth. What?
1-800-449-8686. You know, that last gentleman said it very well. You know, Bob, Mr. Green said they've dropped the Natalie Holloway story, and the guy said, thank God. And you know what? He's right, because as much as we want to find every missing kid that ever went missing in the history of the world, man... You know what? You can only spend so much time on each individual case. There's a million women out there that have gone, a million kids out there that have gone, and nobody's making T-shirts. And Greta Van Susteren ain't on TV talking it up. And
all I'm saying is if she's talking it up, it's got to be important because I can't figure for the life of me how you get this woman on television that shops at Harrison Frank, wears Florsheim shoes, shoves one of the preliminaries before she goes on the set, is my coat hanger in my mouth straight.
All right, get out of here. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Whenever you think of someone with hair, think of me, Bob Green.
1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Ryan, okay, nice. I've got these T-shirts.
I got to get going, okay? I'm done interviewing you, sir. Okay.
You're done interviewing me, is that it?
Yes, I'm done interviewing you.
So I'm getting it dry with a broom handle for $900,000, and you...
I'm all done. It's not my job to sell your T-shirts. I got to move on now.
What about some more phone calls? I can take a few more.
All you're doing is abusing my listeners and insulting their intelligence with discussions of Zelda Rubinstein calling in and getting insulted by dwarfs and... every other kind of stupid thing, you know, you say it's not about the money. It's all about the money for you. And Natalie Holloway's a secondary consideration. And
where do you get that? Just tell...
Oh, come on.
Please, before you hang up on me, tell me where you got that.
Let's see. The news consumers of America are an army of zombies staggering off toward a flooded city while you sit with boxes of T-shirts.
Well, you got a point.
Yeah, get out of here. Thank you, Mr. Green. Hey, by the way, I just saw a thing. Mark and I were commenting on this, and then we're going to get to our flashback tonight. This is a by-request flashback, and coming up next hour, I have an idea that I'm going to run by you guys about the, you know, a listing of all the great individual songs since, like, 1960 to the present. Because I figure music didn't really start getting good, in my opinion, until 1960. Well, I shouldn't say that, but, you know, like songs, individual songs really started getting good. Anyway, now, they're running out of names for hurricanes. Oh, really? Why don't you cats go to the NFL website? You know, this kills me. They're running out of names for hurricanes. Slow news day, man. Are you kidding me? Go to the NFL website. I got you. Here you go. How about Hurricane JJ? You ain't thought of that one, have you? You want to know why? Because the National Weather Service is nothing but a bunch of goose-stepping SA members. Here, Hurricane Obafemi. Well, that's racist. The freaking guy plays for the Arizona Cardinals. It might be racist for them. How about a Hurricane LeVar? How about Hurricane Tyrone? How about Hurricane Obiajululu? Or whatever the hell it is. You know, get out of here with your non-story. Hurricane Marquise is now barreling down on the coast. Marquez. How about Hurricane Ahmad? How about Hurricane Yamal? How about Hurricane Yamam? How about Hurricane Hashan? Hurricane Rashim? Hurricane Rashan? Hurricane Yomam?
You already did that.
All right, it's time now for our flashback by request. Phil, please repeat the one I heard a while ago, if you wouldn't mind, in which an auto mechanic is complaining about people asking if their cars are done yet. Thanks, Andrew. It's Austin Amarca's Deaf, Dumb, and Blind.
Sorry, I kind of wondered how you stay in business for 2 winters.
Yeah, well, you know, come on down to California and I'll teach you a thing or two.
I run a shop up in Canada here. I got no problem with you know, if that's the way you want to run your shop, that's fine.
Do you service those Japanese cars?
We service anything and everything. All our customers are the same. They're treated all the same with respect.
Well, wait a second. Let me ask you something. Are you a mechanic?
Yep.
And you're the owner of the shop, huh?
Yep.
Okay, let me ask you something. I'd be curious to know this. 18 times some housewife says, when's my car going to be ready? When's my car going to be ready? You need to learn how to talk like a deaf guy. And I'll tell you why.
No, you don't. You know what you got to do?
What's that?
You got to learn to respect her.
Well, what's
If you turn around and say, you know, ma'am, well, once I check it out, I'll let you know. That's all they're asking for.
Okay, well, let me ask you something. If you go, I don't know. You see what I'm saying?
No, I don't see what you're saying.
Well, if you talk deaf, then they're not going to bother you.
Why would you want to talk deaf when you got to...
Why would you show them that kind of disrespect? Do you think they're going to come back?
It's way more polite sounding.
What are they going to do? They're going to turn around to you and say, oh, well, I'm not taking my car there. He's a deaf guy.
Oh, that's great.
You don't understand what I'm saying.
Who do you think is more prejudiced, me or some person that don't like no deaf guy? Deaf, dumb, and blind.
Would you like me to answer that?
I can act deaf, dumb, and blind, and they won't bother me.
And the guy just said they won't bring their car to you either. Why the hell do they want to bring their car to be serviced by a blind guy?
Yeah, that probably wouldn't fill me with a whole bunch of confidence.
What's the matter? You guys prejudice?
Wait a second.
Prejudice, huh?
What do you mean prejudice? I don't want to have a blind guy working on my car.
So you're prejudice. Yeah, get your way out of that one, Ken. So you're racist against blind guys. Hey, Ken, here's an easy way to sound deaf. Grab a hold of the tip of your tongue and answer any question I ask you. How you doing, Ken? And then you'll go, I'm fine. See?
Yeah, but you know what? I get repeat customers, so I don't got to worry about acting like a deaf guy.
Yeah, your customers repeat themselves. You're right.
No, repeat customers, as in they come back for more business.
Oh, okay.
Look, Ken, thank you.
Our head cashier, Carl.
I can't understand how come you treat people like this. If they're putting you, they're paying for your house. They're paying for your cars.
Paying for my house. I'm joking. Look, one of our head cashiers, Carla, sometimes she pretends she's blind when someone asks her, where's the service bay? And she'll say, Jesus, I couldn't tell you.
We all letting this girl count your money and
this
she's
is,
blind?
Yeah, no kidding, man. Unbelievable. Ken, thank you for your call.
Remember, Ken, grab the tip of your tongue and say something and you'll sound like a deaf guy, like this.
Yeah, my name is Austin Amarca.
I figure within about 90 days, you'll have lots of time to practice that all your own.
Okay, pal. We'll see who's open in 90 days from now. And guess what? My money's worth more than yours. So,
No, it isn't. Canadian money's worth more.
My ass.
No. Anyway, thanks, Ken. 1-800-449-8686. And
go ahead, try it.
Try what?
Mr. Henry, I am telling you that we are so busy, I don't want to put people off. So when they ask a question, I sound like a deaf guy. And the way to do it is to hold the tip of your tongue. Now go ahead, do it.
Mr. Remarca.
Oh, come on. I'm just a guest on your program. Please humor me.
All right. Ask me a question.
What's your name?
Phil Hendy. Jesus. It ain't that funny, okay?
Oh, no, it ain't that funny. Phil Henley. Ah, man, that's kicks. That's kicks. Hey, Phil, you said it's like Lou Ferrigno. Hi, I'm the Carnival Hulk.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Pure exhibitionism. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
All right, now, let's see. Well, oh, yeah, we just got a few seconds. I want to tell you that tomorrow, I will be participating in the National Education Association's Read Across America, and it's a reading motivation and awareness program that provides resources for kids to learn how to read. And I'll be reading at in the Compton Unified School District at Washington Carver Middle School, I believe. So that's tomorrow. Not that you guys can come and watch me, but I just said it so you'd think I'm pretty cool and a great guy.
1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.